Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow Rob and me on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on Instagram. And at the bottom of this hour, the segment everyone has been waiting for, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, is back. And it's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely stay tuned for that. But before we get into our next topic, Rob Parker, you can't let it go.
I can't let it go because people on Twitter saying...
We don't know, but we weren't into the B-52s like you were.
Everybody
you
knows
can't accept that?
Chris, you know these songs. You know Rock Lobster. You... And now here's Private Idaho. You know the song.
I never heard of anything called Rock Lobster. This is the
Private
song?
Idaho.
No, I don't know that.
Alex, you didn't. Now you're hearing the song. You don't know this?
I've never heard this song.
This is Private Idaho.
Rob G, this is Private Idaho. You never
I've
heard
never
this
heard
song?
It.
What are you?
This makes me wonder. Where were you, in college or high school?
I was in college.
This makes me wonder what you were doing in college, man. Like, this is what you was grooving to in college?
Yes. This was the 80s. This was Southern Connecticut State University in New Haven. I used to go to Toad's Place and dance and drink. And oh, I wasn't
You
drinking.
Danced to this?
See, you got to check out this chick's hair that's playing the piano.
Come on, man.
I never heard of this.
Everybody's driving around going, Chris is a square because he
really?
Doesn't know the Private Idaho from the B-52.
In the 80s? Who was I listening to in the 80s? Run DMC, LL Cool J?
I listen to those guys, too.
I don't know. I'm wondering now.
I have an eclectic music
I'm
taste.
I'm wondering. My goodness.
You don't know the beat. Do you know the song Love Shack?
Yeah, I like that.
That's
I do
the
like
B-52s.
I can do with the rest of without
How about
the rest
Rock
of the album.
Lobster?
No. Love Shack was fine. I get that one. But the rest of that junk?
Private Idaho, my
That wasn't
God.
A B side, that was a C side.
There's only two sides to an album. All right, whatever. All right.
Rob, let's go here. Urban Meyer, do we have sound of this or do I need to read it? What was that? I got to read it. Okay. So here we go, Rob. Urban Meyer, we know, it's been tough sledding for the football, college football legend.
Oh, it ain't that easy in the pros, huh? Ain't that easy?
Right. He's finding that out, right? So they're 0-2, of course. And not just tough sledding for him, but Trevor Lawrence as well, who's got 5 interceptions, I believe. So anyway, after their loss to the Broncos, of course, the coaches meet at midfield and, you know, they exchange pleasantries. And Vic Fangio, the coach of the Denver Broncos, here's what he said that Urban Meyer told him after that game. This is the NFL. Well, this is Vic saying it. This is the NFL. I don't know Urban Meyer at all, really. I met him the other day, shook his hand before the game and after the game. And his comment to me was, every week is like playing Alabama in the NFL. That's it. Everybody's capable of beating everybody in this league. Rob, quickly, a couple stats for you before you weigh in. Urban Meyer, in his whole tenure at Ohio State, where he coached, I believe, 7 years, he never lost more than 2 games. Now, of course, they're on the verge of starting 0-3. They play Arizona. So Arizona is obviously
a
pretty good team.
They got a good shot to lose that game.
Absolutely. Really. So they could go 0-3, losing more games in the first 3 weeks than he lost in any of his 7 years at Ohio State. So, Rob, your thoughts?
You took the $12 million a year. You got the first pick. What did you think? Hello, is this on? Urban. Go. Did you do research and look at the coaches who have left college and come to the NFL and basically then left with their tail stuck between their legs? It ain't a piece of cake like college, where there's only a handful of teams and all the other teams are just fodder for you. You got that job for a reason.
And you literally go out and get the best kids.
Right.
Literally.
Literally. Right? It ain't like that in the pros. Ask Steve Spurrier. Ask Nick Saban, the greatest college coach ever. Ask him. When he ran from Miami, couldn't do it. And now you're like surprised? This is a shocker that it's going to be a rough road? No, hey, Pete Carroll, we get it. Pete Carroll was an NFL coach.
Yeah, I'm not putting him in the college coach
category. He's not in that because he was already.
I mean, he had his great, great success there, but he was an NFL coach first.
And then he went to college and won at USC and then went back to the NFL.
Right.
And then, Chris, we'd have to go all the way back to Jimmy Johnson and the Cowboys 25 years ago when Barry Switzer took over for him, right? Those are the time when college coaches were winning NFL Super Bowls.
Right.
But since then, the cupboard's been bare and dry.
And that was, what, 29 years ago. Yeah, look, for the coaches you mentioned, Steve Spurrier, great college coach, lasted 2 years in the NFL with Washington, went 12-20. Bobby Petrino did well in college. Goes to the pros, last 13 games, Rob, at Atlanta.
Is that all it was?
13 games.
That's right. He had Nick some Saban, other issues going on, didn't
right,
he?
Right, right. Yeah. Nick Saban, you mentioned, and I agree, greatest college coach ever. 2 years at Miami, goes 15-17. And now you got Urban Meyer. Here's what I'll say, and this could be, maybe this can be some inspiration for an Urban Meyer, Rob. You mentioned the most successful guy in recent memory, right, that we can think of, who made the transition from college to the pros, and that would be Jimmy Johnson. And here's the difference between Jimmy Johnson and the rest of these guys. Jimmy stayed through the hard times. Jimmy didn't show up in Dallas and all of a sudden everything was great.
No,
they were 1-15 his first year. He stuck in, he hung in there. And, they were 7-9 his second year. They hung in there. 11-5 the next year, but still don't win the Super Bowl.
No,
it was
they
his
lost.
Fourth year.
They got their butts kicked by the Lions and Wayne Fonts.
There you go.
With Troy Aikman and all those guys and Emmitt Smith. Chris, those guys were all on the team. The Lions won that playoff game.
It was his fourth and fifth years, Rob, that he won those Super Bowls in Dallas. Then he did go to Miami, coached for 4 years. It's great. He made the playoffs 3 years, but never, you know, got near
got
a Super Bowl
again.
Right. So that's the difference, Rob, is that Jimmy Johnson hung in there. None of these other guys lasted 3 years. So I don't know. Look, who knows what Urban's thinking?
Hey, you know what? They tweeted out Sports Illustrated. Did you see it, Chris, or no?
No.
Sports Illustrated tweeted out the quote, a lot of good players in this league, man. It's Alabama every week. And then the tweet from SI says, how long will Urban Meyer last in the NFL? Already, Chris, that's off of that quote.
Oh, yeah. No. And I get it. And it's not even like – It's not if he leaves, it won't be an indictment on his character. I mean, it is what it is. I get it if a guy who all he's done is win just can't handle the losing, Rob. Just can't stomach it. You're just tired. You're like, look, I can go back to college and I know I can win. I know the formula there. Do I really want to stay here and lose 12 games every year? You know? If he does that, you know, and goes back to college, it'll be fine to me. But I would say to him, look at Jimmy Johnson. Because it's going to be rough this year, Rob. They might go 1-16.
You know what?
I mean, that's possible.
And you remember, people were thinking that The Texans were worse, Chris, and some other things. And no, Jacksonville looks bad. The Jets look bad. Those were the two worst teams a year ago.
They look like the two worst teams in the league right now. Yep, absolutely. And so, yeah, we'll see. But I don't know. If you ask me, Rob, you put a gun to my head, I would say that Urban's going to get tired of the losing.
And, well, dude, does he last 1 year or 2 years? I don't think he's quitting after.
I definitely think he lasts a year and goes into the second year.
And then quits?
I'm going to give him 2 years.
Unless
they turn it around next year, maybe win 10 games or something.
10 games?
I know.
That's 10 games, my butt.
Hey, it is the NFL, you know. You never know. But what are your what's your guess? How long?
I think 2 years is right. I think that's about it. And they'll be bad 2 years. And you know, I mean, it'll be really bad this year. Next year, they'll win a few more games because just from progress and Trevor Lawrence, you know, figuring some things out. But ultimately, Chris, they're not going to turn this around to the levels that he wants. And he's used to, so he'll be like, I don't know if I could just do this anymore. And I think 2 years, he don't feel like he's a total quitter, like he, you know, he bailed out on everybody. And he could be like, 2 years, man, it just isn't progressing, or, you know, I want to be with my family, or the health thing, you know, like whatever you got to do, you could get your way out of it after 2 years.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And Rob, he's already had a bit of a comeuppance because he's found out, you know, in college he could do absolutely whatever he wanted to do.
Not here.
He found out you can't hire this strength coach from Iowa.
You can't.
Right? That maybe is your boy.
You can't put Tim Tebow on the team who's your next door neighbor and friend. You can't put him on.
It's not happening. And so that's part of it too, is you got so much control in college, Rob, and you just don't have that in the NFL. These are grown men making more money than you, all right? And you got to know how to deal with that. So it's going to be interesting to see how Urban Meyer handles this. But, you know, Rob, midway through this season, if they're like 1-8, my goodness, it is going to be interesting to see where his head is at. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. How long does Urban Meyer last in the NFL, where his own words, every week's like playing Alabama? Here's what he left out. Every week is like playing Alabama, and you're Fresno.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And also, we're brought to you by AutoZone. So if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone, period. Don't think about any other place. And they got them on just about every corner. No lie. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. College coaches have struggled. You know, they've been struggling, as Joe Namath might say.
Joe Namath struggling.
In the NFL. How long do you think Urban Meyer lasts in the National Football League, where he said every week is like playing Alabama? Your turn to weigh in.
All right. I'm waiting to hear from, who is it? I'm sorry. Jake in North Dakota. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jake?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Doing good.
Good, good. Yeah, I don't know. I think Urban Meyer, he'll probably not do great this year, but after, I think he'll last a couple years. Trevor Lawrence, I think, is the type of player who's going to learn a lot from this season. And Urban Meyer probably knows all the up-and-coming great college players. So Jacksonville tanks again this year, not even trying to tank.
They get a high draft pick. Right, right.
So you're saying his knowledge of the college players is going to help him draft better?
I think so.
Because they didn't draft well last this past draft.
I agree. I'm not sure that translates.
Yeah.
You know, because some players who are great in college just aren't great in the pros.
You know what? Matt Millen was that. Matt Millen, when he talked about NFL players on television, sound like a genius in football.
He did.
Remember that?
He did. Like, he was great. Yeah.
He was really great on television doing that. And then he was a terrible drafter when he took over the Lions organization. It didn't translate. He knew better once you made it to the league, Chris, rather than whether or not you could make it in the league. If that makes any sense.
Well, did he even know that? He had a rough go of it.
It was a bad 8.5 years, for sure. It was arguably the worst general manager in the history of sports.
No doubt.
It Siege in Seattle? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Siege.
Hey, fellas. I appreciate you taking the call. I'll make it real quick. Yeah. All I got to say is straight up Nick Saban. He's going with Miami. He's not going to have as much control. He's not going to probably make as much money. He's going to do a one and done. He's going to be out of there. I think he's going to take the USC job if they offer it. Appreciate y'all taking it easy.
Wow.
It's out there,
see,
too.
I think
you made a good point,
Rob.
Thank you.
You know, if you leave after a year, people are going to rip you, right? I mean, it looks like you just –
You couldn't handle it. You just they made a commitment to you. They gave you a 4-year deal, Chris. And when the going got tough, what'd you do? You bailed.
Yep, you ran. If you stay two, at least people are gonna be like, hey, you know, he gave it a shot, you know, and it just was a bad situation, you know. Right. So I'm with you on that one.
All right, let's go to Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Keith, first, give us an update. How are you and the family, and are things getting back to normal in New Orleans or not?
Yeah, everybody's cool. Took about a week and a half to get power. Some places still getting power, but we have a issue with the sanitation issue out here. I mean, there's so much garbage and debris that's not getting picked up. There's a whole another issue that's
a health concern, Keith, because rats and all kinds of stuff come out of everywhere, right?
That's tough.
I mean, flies, maggots. I mean, it's
right.
Yeah, it's rough, but we're hanging in there, man. We are a resilient people.
So should I cancel my trip for November 6th to New Orleans or not?
You coming November 6th?
Yes.
No, yeah, we should be good, man. The city has kind of did like a Mardi Gras operation where the city workers are picking up trash instead of the contract sanitation department. So once we get that out the way, we should be good, man. So
that's about 6 weeks from now. So maybe I still can make it to New Orleans. Okay.
Yeah, man. Cause we need your money, man. Come on.
All right. You get it too. All right. What you got?
But listen, the disrespect for Tom Coughlin is outrageous, man. Tom Coughlin was a head coach in college, took the Jacksonville Jaguars as an expansion team, and immediately made them good, and they won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants.
Wait a minute. Let's say this. The rules when he came into the league with expansion, remember, both of the expansion teams did real well, Chris, remember?
Yeah.
Because they had all that money to spend.
Yep.
They weren't real expansion teams. They had the same money that the established teams have, and if you remember – both of those teams went to the conference finals.
Yep.
Yeah,
right, both of them.
It wasn't really fair. There's no doubt about it.
But and they changed after that.
I'm going to say Urban gives another year. He's in a point in his life that he's not into a rebuilding job. And even going to USC, that's kind of like rebuilding. I mean, they don't have those kind of guys they used to have anymore. So he would have to put some work in over there too. But I'm going to give another year.
Well, he can do that in college, though. He knows how to do that in college. I'm with you. I think the losing's going to get to him. It's just human nature.
But even Ohio State, it wasn't necessarily a rebuilding job. Two years before that, they had won 11 games with Jim Tressel. So, you know, that wasn't technically a rebuilding job. So,
Earlier in his career, Utah.
Yeah, he's done it at a few places, right. Was he at Bowling Green?
Bowling Green before that, yep.
Yeah,
I don't know what they were like before him, but.
Right.
Yeah, but he's not rebuilding anymore, man. So even a USC job rebuilding. So I would look for
he could do it at USC.
Yeah, and see the other thing too is you have more control at USC. Yep. You know, and Keith, appreciate the call. Thanks, buddy. Right, Chris? Like you just have more control.
It's
different. You can do what you want. Like the AD, once he hires you, he's not gonna stand in your way. He's not.
I have no doubt, Rob, that if he went to USC, he'd be successful. I don't know if they win a national championship or something, but they'd be right back in the national mix.
Chris,
you know what I mean?
How could you not get players to come to Los Angeles and play in this weather? Like, what?
Absolutely.
Have you been? For people who haven't been to USC, I mean, I teach there. Chris, it's gorgeous. You know that. That school is.
That's the one thing. I like the East Coast better. But the one thing you can't compete with is the weather out there.
Yep.
It is just ridiculous. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Teicher's Tower of Trivia is next. But first, Ralph Irvin with the update. Ralph.
I prefer the wrought iron fences around USC myself, but that's okay.
To each his own.
I'm it is what it is. And he was
Rob doesn't like other people being funny on the show. That's right.
Plus, Urban Meyer was already...
Don't rip my employer, okay? What are you doing?
No comment. We go to Major League Baseball, where there is definitely a playoff race going on in the American League, especially for that wild card spot. Boston sitting in the number one position, and they're comfortably there tonight with an 11-2 lead over the New York Mets. That's in the sixth inning. They are two games ahead of the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays already lost today, 7-1 to Tampa Bay. The Yankees have just tied it up with Texas at 3 in the seventh inning.
What happened?
Well, that's Aaron Judge scored on a wild pitch.
Okay.
So, bases loaded, wild pitch. Aaron Judge scores, and now it's tied at 3 in the seventh inning. By the way, Tampa Bay's win over Toronto today clinched a postseason spot for the Rays, as they have a big lead there in the division. Now, in the National League East, the Atlanta Braves enter the night with a 3-game lead over Philadelphia. Right now, the Phillies are tied with Baltimore, locked at 2. That's in the seventh inning. Atlanta plays coming up as they will be at Arizona. St. Louis holds that second wild card spot in the National League. They have a big 7-1 lead playing at Milwaukee. That is in the bottom of the sixth inning. Washington, a 7-2 lead over Miami. That's in the eighth. And Minnesota leads the Cubs 4-2 in the seventh inning. Antonio Brown, third Buccaneers player to be put on the COVID list this week. He could be cleared in time for Sunday's game with the Rams, though, according to Bruce Arians. That means he's been vaccinated, just needs to follow the NFL protocol.
I thought they were the first fully vaccinated team, and they got three guys with COVID, huh?
Well, but the point being is that because of the vaccination, they're still eligible to come back. They don't have the 10-day mandatory period.
Right.
So if they clear the protocol, there's still time. Not going to be time for Tua Tagovailoa to play, though, this week, as he has broken ribs. Jacoby Brissett will get the start for Miami against the Raiders.
Ribs? Oh, man.
It's the only thing tougher, I would say, is Tyrod Taylor, who for the third straight time has taken a job with a young quarterback behind him and then gets injured.
Yep, he's another one who can't get a break. Just can't. And started the season great, right?
He always does.
He does.
He was 1-1-1 with the Browns. He was good with the Chargers, and came off great with the Houston Texans. But he is out as well. We send it back now. It is the Odd Couple. It is Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Gentlemen, to you.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Thank you, Ralph. We appreciate all that you do, brother. All right. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it's time for the segment that is taking the nation by storm, I tell you. It's called Teicher's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Teicher's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Teicher's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even gotta like sports to work in sports media. And the star of this segment, none other than our resident DJ, Tom Crady himself, the king of Weeb Nation. Check out the podcast, Alex Tyshirt.
Stay off the weeb.
Well, yeah, stay off the weed, but come check out the weebs because we got you covered in anime, baby.
I never miss the Weeb Nation.
Because you never listen, right? Hey, everything's not funny,
actually,
CB.
You know I do. I have listened. You know that.
Hey, no, we know how to host, baby.
You listen to the other podcast. You listen to the Shallow Oceans.
Oh, no,
oh yeah, that's
I
a life talk. That's
I
a life talk,
Ocean.
Baby.
Yeah. You know nothing about the weebs.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about the weebs.
All right. It's all good, C. All right.
So you know how this segment works.
I
we got
it. Sorry about that.
What I believe to be our seven
good,
very easy sports-related trivia questions for Alex. And
nothing's easy for Alex.
Chris and Rob got to help him navigate the tower, get to the top. And today's theme is Ben Simmons, because, you know, he's been in the news a little bit the last couple of weeks, and his coach, Doc Rivers, is begging him to stay in Philly. So he's, you know, he's honored with the theme of the Tyshirt Tower trivia today. I flipped the coin during the update. Rob Parker gets crack at number one.
Yes.
Now, this one's kind of tough, guys. I'm not going to lie. It gets really tough really quickly in this week's Tower of Trivia. So you got to make these early ones count, Rob. You can't give them away like last week.
No, I had good clues. Alex weren't listening to me.
Rob.
You weren't. I had Rob G. Did I not have good clues?
Rob, stop making excuses.
That's what I'm
saying. I whipped you fair and square.
And again, the rules, no rhyming, no foreign languages, and it's got to be a real word. Okay, those are the rules again.
That should be unsaid, but Rob likes to bend the rules.
Question number one, Rob Parker. Ben Simmons apparently has a rift with his coach, Glenn Rivers, who you might know better by his nickname, blank.
Physician?
Doctor.
That is correct.
Yes.
No,
yes.
That counts.
Yes. It's not counts.
That counts.
Rivers.
That
Come
counts.
On, yes.
What do you mean? He said physician.
Rivers. That counts.
I'm just saying. It's not
but isn't
Dr.
it like
Rivers?
Short? Isn't doc for doctor?
Yes, that counts.
That's what it is. Doc.
So, Chris, if somebody calls you Chris, it's your name, though, no?
Christopher.
Yeah. What if somebody says Chris?
I'm just playing. Golly. Okay. Y'all
Chris Broussard versus Chris Broussard.
I should have heard a Kawhi laugh.
All right.
No, this is serious stuff on this game. Y'all know if you knew that. Here we go.
I guess not.
Number two. Over to Chris.
I was going
to
say Pepper first. That was my first clue.
That's not bad.
Would you have gotten that, Pepper?
No, he would not.
Pepper.
He would not have.
No, I would not have.
All right, here we go. Ben Simmons played his college ball here in America for blank State University. Go Tigers. That's a hint for you, Alex.
New Orleans.
Saints.
That is incorrect. That's a good try.
Saints State.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, here we go.
Rob, just make sure it's somewhere past the 90s for references, please.
Yes, I got it.
You gave me like some 60s stuff and some lady with a
52.
Yeah, some lady with a hair bigger than a birdhouse singing a song.
Okay, but that was a great song. Okay,
I mean, it was good.
Here we go. New Orleans.
I just did New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Is that legal?
That is legal. Remember, Rob gave the same clue twice last week.
That's cool.
He
work.
Did.
Where's your pride, Rob Parker?
No,
come on with your own clues.
New Orleans. Well, it's not Saints. Rob, give me the question one more time.
Blank State University. Go Tigers.
New Orleans. Tigers?
No, just
said
go Tigers. Come on,
here we
bad.
Go, Alex. Listen closely.
The clue again is New Orleans, the third time.
I'm listening. Closely. I'm listening.
Here's the clue. Baton Rouge.
You guys are really bending
Baton
this one-word clue.
Oh, Baton Rouge.
No, it's one that's word.
Two
words.
Hold on.
No, is New Orleans is the same as New Orleans.
Rob, what is it? Is it two?
It's a word.
Because I think I know it
you
now.
You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, and the fact that Rob used the same clue before, it's kind of, you can't really count this against you. Well, next week we'll take that. We'll take that into consideration.
That shouldn't count. You shouldn't have let but,
no, no, you went with it. What you got? What's your answer, Alex?
It's Louisiana, huh?
That is correct.
There we go.
Ridiculous.
How are you going to get in Baton Rouge?
How are you going to get Baton Rouge but not New Orleans?
Well,
how are you going to not get New Orleans the second time? That's what I want to know.
Hey, right. Alex, you noticed who insulted you? It was Rob.
Now, man, no, every not, time we start this game, too, he always looks down on me.
But love.
No, I don't.
Miss,
I'm hurt.
If you miss it, it's my fault.
Yeah, see?
It's my fault.
That's see, right. See, that's a real champ
Rob
right there.
Rob blames you. I blame myself.
Right. See, Rob? That's a team player.
Question
hey,
number
three. I got a piece of blame pie for you if you keep it up.
Rob's the guy that looks at you with a broken ankle. You're making me slow down.
Exactly.
We're moving up Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Number three, over to Rob Parker. Ben Simmons plays internationally for the Boomers, which is the nickname for the country of blank.
There's a lot of countries.
Down Under.
Down Under? Australia.
That's two words.
That's two words.
Down Under. No, it's one word.
No. Points. No.
That's
no.
A one word.
No, that's two words. Down.
Look it up, though. I think like Australians say down under, no, like one
no,
word.
No,
we did wait. That this week, Rob D. No. Said New Orleans.
No.
Rob, down I think that is one city. Word.
No. That's for a city that
no,
has
but
one
down
word.
Under?
Still two
no,
words.
No.
That counts.
No.
Okay.
If you would have said it fast, down under, it would have been okay.
No. See?
But you said it with a
no
space.
No way, Rob.
It just took time.
There's no way.
Hold on.
No.
So Rob
now
Parker.
We get two words the whole
no,
day?
No, Rob Parker, I got
no,
you.
No, the rest of this day, because we
no,
keep doing
no,
two
no.
words.
No,
Rob Parker, hold on. I got you. How about this, guys?
Started it,
is Underhill one word?
Yes.
Boom.
There's a word.
Down under, Underhill.
Underhill.
Feel me
Underhill is one word.
See, there you
okay.
go, Rob. We're
well,
good.
Since there was a lot
but
of confusion,
is it?
That one did
I'm
not
looking
count.
It up. I'm looking
that
it up.
That did not
wow.
count. But,
that
Rob, you do get the next question, though. We'll let you get another question.
That does suck.
Give him an inch, and he wants to take a
right.
yard. My goodness.
Rob, you get the next question at number four, all right? Ben Simmons is repped by Clutch Sports. His agent is LeBron James' longtime friend. That guy is Rich Blank.
Rob Park, are you there? Don't give me two words, please.
Today, please, Rob.
Okay, now listen.
Okay.
His last
First
name,
First of all,
okay?
save all.
Okay.
Save, hold on, save no.
Okay.
Save all of that.
I like
give
this setup.
Word.
I like this setup. This is good.
All right, here we go.
Oh, his last name. No.
Ready? Here we go. Here
so
we
he
go.
Grew up in New Orleans.
Okay, here we go.
He ate.
No. Here we
boneless
go.
Chicken wings. Chicken nuggets. I'm ready.
Lean.
Wow.
Hmm.
I know the answer, and I wouldn't guess.
Rob G, can I get the question again? Because that clue's a little.
Rich
it's not
Blank.
Gonna help. It's not gonna help.
Yeah, this is a bad clue. But
Rich
try.
Blank Lean. you know what, Rob?
Know
I'm sorry.
What the connection is.
I know it's bad, but it's just popped in my head, so I'm gonna say it, even though I know it's like cuisine. Lean cuisine.
Not lean.
Yeah. Sorry, Rob.
All right, Chris. If you get this,
that's
you
how
win.
Bad that clue.
It was
bro,
just
bro.
Yeah,
if you
bro.
Get this, you
bad
win.
Clue. Here we go.
I'll
here we
admit
go.
I had good clothes. That was a bad one.
Here we go. All right.
Down under.
Alex,
yes.
You the DJ.
I'm ready, baby.
McCartney.
Chris, stop adding words. Just
give
your
knee.
Paul.
That
there
is correct.
Go.
Hit me with
get
the bongo, baby.
Music, Chris.
That's right. Yeah.
Whatever. I'm
Rob,
hanging up.
Groove
bye.
With me. Rob,
bye.
Admit that I delivered. Admit that I delivered on this.
I just
this
can't
one.
Get over it. I mean, I said
what?
New Orleans
lean?
Twice. You couldn't get it. You say Baton
Rouge. Where did lean come from? How do you even do lean?
Rob,
like, what was the connection?
Paul Lee.
Rob, oh, hold on. So he's,
I knew the clue, and I was like, what?
I was just going to say, Chris gives me a clue. I don't get it. You give me the clue and think I'm going to get it? I tried.
I know
I'm grooving,
tried.
Though. Just let the beat drop.
Yeah, please. Turn that music off.
We don't need
loud.
To say
my
nothing.
My neighbors are complaining.
Just listen to the beat. That bongo.
All right, that's it. Can we go to the commercial break? There's another show coming on after this.
Ah! More of the Odd Couple coming your way. Let the bongos take you away.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I'm telling you, it's grown on me. It's grown on me. He sounds terrible, but I'm into the words.
You're going to start humming it, see?
I told y'all that wasn't the last time y'all were going to hear Kanye tonight.
It has grown on me.
I bet it's grown on you too, Alex.
I love it now.
All right, giving praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on a Worship Wednesday. We are the Odd Couple, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, let's wrap it up with a little baseball right up your alley. And Jessica Mendoza, who, you know, does a great job, I think, calling baseball. She's made a name for herself. And Melanie Newman.
She played softball at a high level.
Right.
At a high level.
I like fast-pitch women's softball.
Now, some of them are really, really great athletes. I mean, it's incredible. It really is.
And, when I went to high school, I mean, they had, the girls played fast-pitch softball. And it's like watching baseball. They're throwing heat. They throw heat. I would like to try to hit. I mean, maybe not now at my age. But I like to try to have hit one back in the day.
It would be hard. It ain't that easy, Chris.
You ever try?
Oh, no, I haven't. But I've seen them. They throw it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They it's a sight to see the way they throw it. But anyway, Jessica Mendoza and Melanie Newman will call, Rob, the first ever all-women's MLB broadcast on TV. Because remember last year there was something that they did, but I guess it wasn't televised. They did an all-women's broadcast last year, but it wasn't on YouTube, all right? But this one's on ESPN September 29th, and it's going to be an all-women's broadcast. So congratulations to them. I think that's good, and I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be interesting, but I understand. I'm not taking anything away from them, Chris, and what they're doing.
Right.
But there's a woman out there who broke barriers a long time ago and continues. And if you ever hear her or hear any of her color commentary, she's tremendous. I've known her. She used to cover the NBA, Chris. She used to cover the Nets with me.
Did she?
First started. Yes,
I didn't know
did.
That. I've just known her as a baseball.
Yep.
Reporter.
Nope. She covered the NBA. We covered the Nets together. Susan Waldman is who I'm talking about. And that's when she first came to New York and started doing WFAN in New York and whatnot. And now she does Yankee games on CBS AM in New York. And Chris, you ready for this? She's been doing Yankee games since 2005. That's what? 16 years, correct?
Yep.
And she's the color commentary person, commentator. Right. Think about what the job she has. Those jobs typically go to who, Chris?
Ex-athletes.
Susan Waldman doesn't do any play-by-play. John Sterling is the play-by-play voice of the Yankees. Think about the job that she's done for the last 16 years, and the Yankees and the radio network have never wanted to put in some former player who has way more star power and cachet, right? Knowing that they played the game than Susan Waldman. I think she's... And she's good, Chris. And she's good.
She is good. She is good. She's, like I said, when I got into New York or the New York area, she was a baseball reporter, And I don't know her. I've never met her, Rob. But I never met. She always does a good job from when I hear her. And she's knowledgeable. She's, was a good reporter. And, she does do a great job. So that's a good call.
I think it's incredible. To be a color commentator for the New York Yankees. Think about that. A woman.
Nah, that says a lot. Because almost always it is an ex-athlete.
Yep. For the color person.
Or coach, right? A Jeff Van Gundy, a Doc Rivers when he wasn't coaching. Doug Collins,
we need
guys
to look
like
that up. Susan might be the only one who's not
a former athlete
or coach, Chris. You might be right.
Wow. That'd be something. We had to check. We had to get Rob G on that.
Yes.
All right. It is the Odd Couple signing off on a Worship Wednesday. But don't leave. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. Purr!